Production Commission agency has placed one of the properties belonging to Bowman on the Chamber Valley remains certified to the state. Speaking in a statement, the commission said the court suggestion it has is continued forfeiture proceedings and returned the properties to Mr. Lusambo are incorrect. The ACC explained that Mr. Lusambo was trapped in the economic and financial crimes court and took on the possession of properties suspected to be places of crime, contrary to the forfeiture of cases of crime Act No. 19 of 2010. In September 2010, the court convicted and sentenced him to 3 years in prison and remand labor. In December 2005, the same court ordered that his Timberland properties be forfeited to the state. The commission stated that while the criminal case was ongoing, it had also initiated non-conviction based forfeiture proceedings in the High Court under Section 31 of the Act. However, following Mr. Lusambo's conviction and the court ordered forfeiture, the agency has continued to non-conviction based proceedings before the matter has been considered to the criminal court. The ACC has since assured members of the public that the properties remain forfeited to the state. President Hakainde Hichilema has urged radio stations to uphold editorial integrity and ensure the responsible use of artificial intelligence, AI, in broadcasting as Zambia commemorates World Radio Day. Speaking on his behalf in the event, Informal Information and Media Minister Cornelia Smuga said radio remains the most accessible and trusted medium connecting and education citizens across the country. He decided that as technology grows, radio mass building is focused beyond politics, the policies for the issues in prison and culture, climate change, disempowerment, health, education, and entrepreneurship.
Technology.
including Apple Junto Launch, MTN Mobile Money Super Jet Rosa Pomba Malikutila, shared the initiative aims to address the everyday financial costs of many households' homes. He noted that insurance assets in Ghana